Je m'appelle Marianick Saint-Séran, je suis chanteuse de jazz et éventuellement de musique brésilienne et de soul aussi. Et j'écoute Melting Pod d'Annie de Marseille.
Hello Annie, and I'm Loïc Lemer from Paris, and I'm an entrepreneur and blogger and podcaster, and I listen to Melting Pod. Is that good?
With Annie from Marseille.
With Annie from Marseille.
Tutek, damn, bloody hell. Right. Hello, this is Mel from the Saints. You're listening to Melting Pot with Annie from Marseille. Okay?
Bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, sound and colors from the planet Marseille.
Forbidden fruits, forbidden fruits is fair to be tasted. I'm not like you.
Today, January 30th, we will try to test forbidden fruits with Lola Spina, a band from Paris, with Dave the guitarist and a Melting Pod faithful listener.
Your plans.
I was in Paris a few days ago and I walked the whole night with Dave the guitarist from bar to bar in the neighborhood, Ménilmontant to Oberkampf. We heard a good punk rock concert, spoke about rock and roll the whole time, and I did an interview for you. The first song is called Secret to a Silence, and this song is called Forbidden Fruits.
I'm with Dave from Lola Spinner.
Yes, a band from Paris.
Oh yes, I live in Paris. What should I say now, Annie? Tell me something.
I want to know, how did you have this idea to come to Paris?
It was a caprice, completely. No, I came to Paris about 10 years ago because I was sick of eating badly and I wanted to drink lots of French wine and meet lots of French girls, so I came to Paris, and it's great.
Only wine and girls?
Well, the food is okay, but, you know, the burgers aren't as good as in England, but okay, I live with it.
Well, did you live in England?
I used to live in Brighton, right next to the sea.
And is it in Brighton you play with Josephine Wiggs?
I used to play with Josephine Wiggs, who's a very, very good bassist and a very nice singer. And I used to play with the Breeders at that time. And it was kind of funny because she lived up the road from me in a shared house. And we were both living in very bad conditions. And I sort of went around to see her one time and I switched on the TV and she was playing the bass with the Breeders. It was extraordinary. It was fun. It was a nice time.
And you told me you meet a person of the Pixies.
Ah, yeah. I met Kim Deal one time, and I'm still in love with Kim Deal.
You love Kim Deal, but you love the Pixies too, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, big fan. They were, I don't know, one of the first bands I ever saw that was really... I don't know, they were rock and roll, they were energetic. At the same time, Frank Black was such a smart guy. I love the songs, I love all the Old Testament imagery. I just blew my mind at the time.
And you find the contact for me?
Annie, you always ask me that. Soon. If I knew Frank Black, I wouldn't be sitting in a bar in Paris. I'd be living in Frank Black's house, I don't know.
And in Paris, how did you build your band with Lola Spinner?
C'était longtemps. No, when we were all very younger. It was a long time ago. I'm not going to say when, because it's a very long time ago. I think it was about nearly 10 years ago. And I met Guillaume, the bassist. And I met Nadege, the singer, the chanteuse. And I don't know, I just met them, par coïncidence. I never understood a single word Guillaume used to say to me for about 3 years, because he was French and he always spoke very, very quickly. And Nadege was about the same. And we did lots of stuff. The band, sometimes Nadege used to go away. She went to Bosnia for 2 years, so we took a pause then. And then she came back, and then we continued. We did the band stuff.
And you record an album?
I did indeed, Annie. I recorded the album Shadow, which is, in fact... I have a copy of the album for Annie, so there you go.
For Melting Pot.
For Melting Pot, absolutely. And we recorded that, and it's done okay. We got signed through Believe, who put us on Virgin Mega and all these sort of nice websites. So if you like us, you can go and download us on those sites. And well, we're continuing.
Do you think the label is okay if I spread this music off internet?
For sure, Annie. If they sue you, you can say that I authorized it. I'll send my lawyers to them. It'll be fine. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. You won't go to jail, Annie. Don't worry. Well, maybe a little bit, but not very long.
When I will go to the jail, you come with me.
Absolutely, Annie. I'll bring you. You know, every Sunday I'll visit you.
No. You come.
No.
You can find that song, Make It Yourself, like Forbidden Fruit, in their album, Shadow. Now, the interview with Dave continues. Are you planning a tour in France to play this album?
We're going to try to. We did some gigs in the summer last year, and at the moment, we're actually in the middle of recording stuff for the next album. So we've got about 4 or 5 songs recorded, and we're going to try and produce that probably about in the summer sometime, and we're going to try and do some festivals, and we're going to try and come to Marseille for sure. We're going to come to Marseille. Barrette, excuse-moi, mais je faut que je fasse. I'm demonstrative. I've been in France too long. I like gesturing. I can't help it.
When are we now?
We're in a little bar called the Petit Garage in Paris, which is very nice. And we've just been to the Cantata. And what did we see at the Cantata, Rani? Tell me the name of the group. We saw the punk rock motherfuckers, who are very, very good.
How do you feel in Paris, the life in Paris?
I like Paris. I mean, I don't know, it's an easy city to live in. It's small, you can walk around it. The people are a bit rude, but it's okay. You get used to it. I like not being in England. It's true.
You live around this in Belleville, Menilmontant?
No, I live in Pigalle. Yeah. You can start your second set of questions now, Annie.
Yes.
About strippers and all the rest of it. No, we're not going to talk about that.
Yes, it's a very interesting neighborhood.
Neighborhood.
It's in l'Elysée Montmartre where I saw the darkness.
What a grand group. And where are the darkness from, Annie? Tell me, they are from...
Lauerstoff.
Brilliant.
And you know why? I know that my English teacher
is from Lauerstoff. And why did he leave Lowestoft?
Because it's the hassle
of the world.
Of the world.
You see, you meet lots of English people who say this.
But I never tell that word correctly. I say.
Asshole.
Oh, yeah. Asshole.
No. Asshole. It's not
asshole.
Perfecto. Perfecto mundo.
I can do the interview with you about the woman show.
No, stop. Coop. C'est fini. Interview's over, no comment.
The problem is Dave is a faithful listener of Melting Pod and no...
I know the questions in advance, so they won't be funny. So I can tell you I have never had sex on a trampoline.
Can you tell me the...
Oh, I have had sex on a waterbed and it's not very nice, but okay.
A waterbed is better at a trampoline.
Oh no, you get seasick, it's terrible.
And can you tell me my favorite sentence? You are listening to Melting Pod and you love Melting Pod.
I'm listening to Melting Pod.
Your name.
Okay. Shit, fuck. Anyway. Hi, this is Dave from Lola Spinner, and you're listening to Melting Pod, which is my favorite podcast on the web, with Annie from Marseille. Is that good enough, Annie?
It's okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This song is called Ground Zero, and like the first song, Secret to a Silence, this both song come from their new album, not still released. This is a nice gift from Dave to Melting Pod and to you, my faithful listener. I'm waiting your comment on www.meltingpod.com. You know how it's precious for me, your reaction. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected on Melting Pod.